why, and how now about your idea or invention. Let's get back to the show. Here again is your host, Rick Rowe.
All right, we're back. Our next guest is Frank Morosky. He is the president of the Iowa Inventor Group, and he's also the owner of a business named FlatD.com, where he has sold over 30 products over the last 8 years. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Hi there, Rick. Nice to finally talk to you.
Yeah, it is. Now, my first guest was talking about how much snow they got. Did you get snow there in Iowa?
Yeah, we certainly did. Something around a foot. And then
wow.
We were part of that blizzard conditions thing, too, and that was a drag.
I bet. Well, why don't you tell the audience about yourself?
Oh, well, thank you. I am I guess I usually say I are an inventor. And located here in eastern Iowa, in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And didn't know until about 8 years ago that I was an inventor, and came up with an idea, and it was all sort of downhill after that, or I guess really uphill with trying to get inventions out to the world. Mm-hmm. But besides that, I thought maybe we just start off with the Iowa Inventors Group part of it.
Yeah, and you're the president of the Iowa Inventor Group, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, president for the past couple of years here in Cedar Rapids.
Tell us about the organization.
Yeah, we have our club is basically a group of early stage type of inventors. I think we have about 30 members, mailing list of around 100 here in eastern Iowa. And we meet monthly to talk about the invention process. And, you know, we have a continuous flow of new inventors coming in and wanting to find out how to bring their inventions along to market. And just how to develop them. And then we have speakers that come in, patent attorneys and other entrepreneurs that talk to the inventors and give them some assistance and ideas and how to move things along. And we have a nice friendly meeting. I've been the president for about 2 years, and it's we've really grown, and it's a lot of fun helping inventors along. You know, there is no one track that an inventor and his invention takes. You know, they're always coming to us. So, you know, how do I do this? Well, you know, there's 100 questions asked before that, and just like if you're planning a trip going down to Florida, you know, there's a dozen different ways to get down there. And so it's really helping that inventor chart his course that he's going to take with his particular invention and how he can, you know, the main goal, of course, is to what? Capitalize on the invention, make some money.
Right, right. Well, and the other thing that I think is so great about what you do and what other groups across the country do is that you allow people to network. I mean, you create that network for inventors or people that have an idea and need to try to get it off the ground. I mean, there's radio shows like this one, and there's another one, I think it's Got Invention. You know, I'm one of those types that when I get an idea in my head and I want to start a business or I want to, you know, invent something, I absorb as much information as I can. And so having a group like yours where people can actually, you know, get started on the whole process, I think is really a great thing to do.
Yeah, I generally sort of forget about talking about the networking side of things, but that is just huge. Mm-hmm. Wherever a guy comes in with his little idea and needs to get a little circuit board made up, and we know of some local guys and companies that that can help him pull together a circuit board, or we know a couple of guys that around that can make help the guy make the prototype out of you know, having it machined or fabricated with whatever specialty materials, and that sure helps these guys move it along.
Mm-hmm. Now, neither of us are attorneys, and so, you know, all the disclaimers, you know, they go out there. But, you know, one of the things I'm curious about is when you have meetings, do you caution people in terms of talking about, you know, the details of their inventions, or, you know, how do you manage that part during a group meeting with a whole bunch of inventors?
Sure, great question. Well, believe it or not, we don't have to worry about it too much. More times than not, the inventors keep their ideas very close to the vest, and they are not disclosing anything. They don't want anybody to know about it because, you know, they got this thing that's going to make them $1 million, and they don't want to tell anybody. And so everybody during the meeting actually talks very cryptically about their ideas and things. But then after an inventor becomes part of our inventor club and pays the dues and fills out the application, part of the application for our club is actually a non-disclosure agreement. So they have to sign that. Then, actually, after our general meeting where we have a speaker and then go through our little business meeting, after the bulk of the meetings are, we have an after-hours meeting with club members only. Mm-hmm. And then everybody at that part of the meeting are members and have signed the non-disclosure. And then we have the free sharing of information about their inventions and then we have all inventors of various skill level helping the guys along with any questions they have, you know, that are more particular.
Yeah, and the one aspect of, you know, of those sorts of brainstorms that I worry about a little bit, which I'm sure you manage very well in your groups, is just the notion of inventorship, because, you know, with a lot of inventors out there, you start hearing about somebody's idea, and the first thing you want to do is add to it, right? I mean, it's like, hey, well, you could do this, or you could do that, and you have to be a little bit careful, because as those things weave themselves into the idea, and yeah, then now you've got maybe another inventor that's part of that process, right?
That's one side of it. Then the other is guys want to tell me about their invention, just eager to spit it out to me, you know, the president of the club. And I tell them, I don't care really what the invention, you know, that I'm not going to go take it or steal it. I have, 30 products I'm managing. I've got 3-4 inventions that I'm developing also at the time. I don't have time to worry about your invention and stealing it and doing anything with it. I'm too busy.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes, you know, it really does help to kind of run the idea by somebody else, just to get a sense for, you know, what someone else thinks about that idea. And so I think, you know, the networking process of going to a inventor group or a networking group like that is so important. So, I really like the fact that you're doing that. And I think you're also managing groups across the country, correct? For, I think it's called United Inventors Association?
Yes, UIA is the largest inventor organization in the country. And just, I think, about a month ago was asked to head up the UIA Inventor Clubs Across America program.
Nice. That's great. And so you offer advice to groups across the country that are either up and running already or you know, want to get up and running, is that right?
Exactly, yep. Our little portion of the club, just a little portion of the overall UIA is really to help new clubs, if they're in existence, to come join our overall organization. Mm-hmm. If there's an inventor in XYZ town and he wants to develop develop a club in that area, we are hopefully the ones he comes to for the resources and the checklist and a sort of a starter kit to help them get started. Mm-hmm. And that's really what my little portion does, just help clubs get started and or register and get involved with our organization to help them with resources and ongoing resources to help their club flourish.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, that I like about United Inventors Association as well as, you know, what it is you're doing in Iowa. You know, it's all nonprofit. It's a bunch of folks that really want to try to help each other out and also network, because there'll be resources that inventors need, and some of those resources people actually can provide, you know. So I think that's cool. We've got about 2 minutes here until break, believe it or not.
Yay.
But, you know, I think it's just so exciting, though, that that people are rallying across the country. And, you know, obviously as you start to, you know, develop your ideas, the next step is building a business around it. Do you also give, you know, support in terms of the business aspect of the invention, or is it really focused on the invention process?
We will assist in whatever way, but as I mentioned at the top there, that for the most part we have early stage inventors just trying to figure out what to do with this idea and move it along. But we do have a couple of little more advanced inventors, ones that have been with us a couple of years and have developed it and maybe have their patent and are now moving on towards really capitalizing on it and need a little more business mechanics help. As your previous speaker was talking about pricing products and things, you know, we'll get into that occasionally too.
Yeah, I think just having the support, you know, where you've got some people that are experienced in certain aspects of business and, you know, they may know other resources that they can help, you know, point the inventor towards. You know, I think that's really a good way to go about it. Okay, we're going to be right back. We've got a short break, and we will be right back talking more about inventor groups and how inventors can get started in the whole process locally. So we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Giving you the information to help you with your organization and invention process, and more details on how to obtain a patent, plus so much more. This is Changing the World One Invention at a Time with Rick Rowe on TogiNet.com. And we'll be right back after these. Everyday Autism Miracle with Shannon Penrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Life after an autism spectrum diagnosis doesn't have to be difficult. It can be joyful, happy, and filled with hope. Join Shannon Penrod, author, speaker, coach, and mom of a six-year-old recovering from autism, for this inspirational hour of hope. She's even authored a series of children's autism books with her son, Jim. For more information about the books, Shannon, and Everyday Autism Miracles, go to her website, shannonpenrod.com. From there, you can also get to her other websites, blogs, and connections. On Everyday Autism Miracles, you'll hear stories from parents whose children have made miraculous strides. You'll also get the inside dish on therapies, treatments, supplements, and how to get funding to help you afford them. Miracles abound in the autism community, so tune in for Everyday Autism Miracles to listen, share, laugh, and surround yourself with hope. Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Penrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. It's time to capture the simple piece of the Amish in your own life. Amish Wisdom with Suzanne Woods Fisher. Thursday afternoons at 5, 4 Central. Each week, Suzanne will have conversations with guests about living a life that incorporates principles of the Amish without going Amish. She'll cover the practical, simplicity, slowing down, reducing clutter, putting the brakes on materialism, the historical, how have the Amish survived for 400 years, how can we hold on to what we hold dear, and the spiritual, treasuring important values, honoring the past, and increasing peace of mind. You don't have to become Amish to make personal peace a reality. Amish Wisdom will help all of us live a simpler life. For more information, go to SuzanneWoodsFisher.com. With Amish Wisdom, Suzanne offers us a glimpse into a world of peace, serenity, and total commitment to family and God. This show just might change the way you live your life. It's Amish Wisdom with Suzanne Woods Fisher. Thursday afternoons at 5, 4 Central on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to Changing the World One Invention at a Time on TogiNet. This is the place to find out who, what, why, and how now about your idea or invention. Let's get back to the show. Here again is your host, Rick Rowe.
All right, we're back. I'm Rick Rowe, and I'm with Frank Morawski, who is the president of the Iowa Inventor Group, as well as an entrepreneur and the director of United Inventor Association. What is that particular title, Frank?
That is director of the United Inventor Association Inventor Clubs across America, and that is for people that want to start a new club and need resources to get them started and going successfully.
So let's give out some web addresses before we get too far into
okay.
this segment. So, you know, if someone's out there and they're hearing this and, you know, they want to get started, what's the web address that they would go to?
Yeah, if they're starting their new club, need some resources, go to UIAUSA.com.
Is it .com or .org?
It is a .com.
Okay. All right. Cool. So that's a great place to start, and then there's all kinds of resources there. Now, is there a link specifically to you there, or how would they get a hold of you?
Well, on that home page, there is definitely a banner on there that says UIA Inventor Clubs Across America. And so if that is their specific interest of starting a new club and how to get started, you click on that, and then a whole page opens up then that talks and asks the person, do you want to register an existing club? Do you want to find a club in your area? Maybe that's all they're trying to do, is just if you're in Chicago trying to find a local club. Or if you want to start one from scratch, then it gives a little paragraph and has an email address of how to get a hold of me.
Yeah. Now, I think, you know, that's a great place to get started. And I think, you know, there's also videos and you know, other resources on that web page as well, right?
Tons of resources, contests that are going on for inventors or would-be inventors. If you there's some contests out there, if you that they're just looking for a name for somebody's invention or idea, and they have all sorts of prizes. Then there's others that actually looking for inventions in certain categories. And if you have an idea, you can submit it and win great prizes and money.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think, you know, the key and the reason why I wanted to get you on the show is the networking aspect. You know, it's really important to network with other people. I mean, a lot of times, and being an inventor myself, you know, it's easy to kind of get into an isolated situation where, just like you said earlier, you know, you don't want to tell anybody about your idea, and you don't want to mention anything. You just want to do this. But there's a lot of value to talking with others, and you don't have to disclose everything about your idea, right? I mean, you can have those discussions and have the discussions on a high level in order to get the ideas or the necessary information so that you can get to the next steps, and you don't have to actually discover everything on your own, which as I know from personal experience, it's very painful when you do that.
It is. We have guys come to the meeting, and they've been trying to figure out what to do next, how to find this or that resource, and they come to us and say, I just need to get a prototype made. You know, I can't find anybody that does it. Well, we have 2-3 different names that can get you going, and these guys are forever thankful. And of course, as we know with inventing, there are ways that people can openly discuss their products. If they get a provisional patent or something, then they can openly talk about their invention in front of everybody for a year, you know.
Yeah. No, that's right. Now, what's one of the most common questions you get from an inventor?
Really, probably just how do I protect my idea? that company, somebody isn't going to steal it from me.
Right. Yeah, and that's a real common thing. You know, a lot of people, well, you know, here's another topic along the same lines, is that a lot of people will get dollar signs in their eyes, you know, with respect to their ideas. And in fact, it's been my experience that a lot of inventors will value the whole business, you know, and value their invention or their patent to be the same as the whole business, when in actuality the patent itself is a part of a business that you want to create. It's the product part, right?
Correct, yep, all part of the valuation of a business. That is the patent and your inventory and what you have going on, all your other protections and what you've built up that name to be.
Mm-hmm. So it's a good tool to have, you know, in terms of filing for a patent on a product. And we've talked about this in other shows, you know, some of the details.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's just one aspect, though. And that's why I wanted to have a guest on earlier who had a book, you know, in terms of starting a business, because all of these things play together for the successful inventor, you know, somebody that maybe wants to do more than just license their product. They want to build a business. And so that leads me to your business.
Yeah.
You know, you've actually, you know, 8 years ago, you came up with an idea and you started a business. I mean, how did you go about that?
Oh, well, a big, long story. Of course, I'll cut it short. Looks like we've got 10 minutes. But, came up with the idea, and I was like those inventors. Came back from vacation and said, you know, after I came up with this thing, and how do I capitalize on this? I was already starting to spend the $1 million that I was going to make on this thing. and just started reading and researching and trying to figure out what it takes. And back then I really didn't know about all these wonderful resources that can help inventors take those next steps. But there's plenty out there, state organizations, the USPTO has nice information, chambers of commerce, and I just started pulling it all together.
Mm-hmm.
I was also fortunate that I also have an MBA, so I have gone through all sorts of business scenarios and developing business, and so it's something I always wanted to do, and finally had a item that I could get out and sell and promote worldwide.
Mm-hmm. And so did you fund that yourself?
Yep, totally self-funded. We of course, started small, and fortunately I had some resources of my own. Of course, we did what most people do with their invention, and go out and search the big companies and try to sell it to big companies, Procter & Gamble, Kimberly-Clark's. Mm-hmm. Trying to get them to buy it and give me $1 million for it, and found that nobody wanted to talk to me. Nobody was interested in it.
Yeah.
So I said, hell with all of them. I can do this on my own. I know this product will sell. I'll just have to do it on my own and develop the market on my own. Yep.
Yeah. Now, did you actually get a patent on your product or not?
Well, I came back with an idea. And then went out searching on USPTO and found mm-hmm. that another gentleman had patented the item, Brian Conant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I then contacted him, and when he got my letter, he said, I've been trying to sell this product for a year or so, and I can't.
Uh-huh.
I need help selling it. Well, I said, well, I guess I'm lucky. I've been in sales for 25 years. Hey, let's get together, make mm-hmm. a company, and let's. We know this thing works in that it'll sell. We just got to do it on our own, I guess, if none of these big companies want it.
You know, that is such a great story because, you know, instead of just getting frustrated and, oh, somebody else has a patent on this thing, doggone it, you know, you followed up, you contacted them, and then you formed a business with them, which
yep.
I think that is really creative. And, you know, I think that's just great advice for people to think about.
That's for sure. Teamwork, it sure helps a lot. And the two of us together, have made this business successful over 8 years, growing every year and adding products. And we just started off with the one product, and here we are up to 30, I think I've got listed on our couple of websites.
Wow. Yeah, we've got about 3 minutes until the end, believe it or not. So we still have time, but just to let you know, only 3 minutes, this segment has gone by so quickly. You know, what's the biggest lesson in business that you've learned? You know, being an inventor, you know, being a businessman yourself, you know, you've got the MBA and you're networking out there. And what's the biggest lesson that people could take away that you might be able to advise them?
Would probably be a tenacity, sticking with it, and keep driving it. And you have to focus on one thing. You know, I talked to many inventors. I got 10 different, inventions. I said, no, you only have time for one, and it takes all your effort to just promote and do that one invention. And that's what we have found. And then we listened to customers. Through all this time, and they said, we don't want that product. Could you make this other one for us? We said, sure, and it turned out to be a whole other product. So really tenacity, focusing on one thing and doing it the best you can.
Yeah, but without that focus, you get sidetracked, and before you know it, you're spending money that really you shouldn't be spending money on, right?
That's for sure, yep. I think we've teased everybody long enough with what the item with my company and inventions are, huh?
Yeah, well, you want to give out your website?
Sure. Go out to flatd.com, flatd.com. That is the home of the flatulence deodorizer, and that is an activated charcoal cloth pad that you put in your underwear next to your buttocks. And it absorbs gas odor.
And I think, you know, it's just so important that everybody realize that there's just so many different ideas out there in all aspects of everything we do, and that everything has opportunity. And you built a whole business around that, created 30 additional products, and your business is just going fantastic. So we've got 15 seconds. I want to thank you very much for being on the show. I'm Rick Rowe, and until next time, let passion be the fuel that drives you and questions be your seatbelt. Then press down hard on the gas pedal and get your butt moving. Spread the word. We're going to change the world one invention at a time, right here, right now.
Thank you for being a part of Changing the World One Invention at a Time with Rick Rowe on TogiDad. Rick believes sharing stories of invention, innovation, and overcoming obstacles is the best way to teach and learn. People learn best from others who have been